John McTiernan, your response to that? It's undemocratic, he's saying. A lot of people agree with him.
The funny thing about this argument, not just your caller, but other people, the funny thing is, it's as if democracy is a one-off thing. You get one shot at it, and then you have to shut up. When the election happened in 2010 and the Tories won, Labour didn't just go, fair enough, you've won, we're not going to oppose anything. In 1997, the Tories didn't say, Labour have won, we have to shut up for 5 years. The Tories opposed the minimum wage. The Tories opposed the national minimum wage. The Tories opposed all kinds of Labour legislation, even with Labour's massive majority, massive mandate. Democracy is not 1 minute in a polling booth and then shutting up for the rest of your lifetime. If people disagree about the implementation of Brexit, which a lot of people do, because nobody said that Britain would leave the customs union, nobody said that Britain would leave the single market during the campaign. There are all kinds of things said, but that wasn't said. Voting on the detail, signing off on the detail, denying the public the right to sign off on the detail of a deal, which will affect them, their children, their children's children, will affect our country for a century. Denying people the right to sign off on that, that's the profoundly undemocratic thing. And that's on top of denying me and Tony and other people the right to argue about this, as if we've just got to shut up while we watch the country being careered over a precipice. We're not allowed to say. We're not allowed to talk. That is the most anti-democratic thing about this whole discourse, this attempt to delegitimize people who say, hold on, is this the right thing to do for our country? Can we just like look at this again? We're not committed to doing something disastrous simply because we had a yes-no referendum. Having another yes-no referendum on the deal doesn't seem to be anti-democratic in any way, shape or form.